Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. That's the sound of Irish band Shaolin. The five-piece group performs and writes music in English and Irish, sometimes switching languages mid-song. Their original songs, their Irish covers of pop tunes, and their high-energy stage show has catapulted them from barely being a band to headlining international shows.
The group makes their Milwaukee Irish Fest debut tomorrow night, but they stopped by the studio to chat with us first and to give us a taste of their stage show. This is a tune that's called In English, Buy Me Time.
There's always something, there's always more. Gotta push away your washes, fire burn out. Oh, I'll buy me time, let me go. Gotta push away your washes, fire burn out. There's always something, there's always more. Gotta push away your washes, fire burn out. Gotta push away your Lord is fire burn out.
And that's the hassle with singing bilingually. Sometimes we mix up when we're going to come in with the Irish and when we're going to come in with the English.
But it sounded great. Shaolin, thank you very much. Welcome to the studio, gentlemen. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, man.
And let's just go around, introduce yourselves and what you play.
It's Misha Stefan. So I'm Stefan and I play the guitar and I sing.
It's Misha Kevin. I do a little bit of backing singing and I play the button accordion.
I'm Colm. I play drums and percussion and this beautiful drum here.
I'm Keith. I'm Kevin's neighbour, in fact. I play mandolin and I usually play the bass guitar with the band.
Yeah, it's Misha Dahi. I'm Dahi and I play, well, here today I'm playing a bit of sax, but usually it's piano or keyboard and a few harmonicas or whatever else we can
Right. say. Well, you talk about bilingual and that's probably the first place we should start because you write and sing in both Irish and English, sometimes as we just heard in the same song. Mm. Is that how you got together, was deciding you wanted to include Irish in music making?
I suppose the way we got together was initially was through learning the Irish language. So we met, aside from Keith and Kev, we all met each other working in Cullushta Lurgan in the west coast of Ireland in an Irish-speaking area. It's kind of like a tradition for young Irish people to go to a summer camp, an Irish language summer camp, 3 weeks during the summertime when school is off, to practice and kind of to learn Irish because it's an exam subject, so to give a practice with it and try and get better at it. And the way they do that is by incorporating the language into everyday activities like kayaking or playing football or going off, I don't know, orienteering or hiking or whatever, and you know, different things like that. And that's where we met. And we started doing songs together, like translating songs, pop songs from English to Irish and making videos. And then we kind of got more into that and we ended up working in the college doing that alone. And we did one video then, a cover of Avicii's Wake Me Up, and that one went kind of fairly viral at the time. But it was kind of a case of going from doing the odd kind of college gig in Maynooth in Kildare in Ireland up to kind of supporting Madness within a space of 3 months, which was absolute madness.
I was going to say, baptism under fire.
Oh, yeah. Completely, like really, really.
So talk about having to like go into the cauldron and become a band. Basically. Just had to go and become a band.
You should have seen our first practice. We all showed up. We were like, oh, let's make a band. This is going to work. So Kevin showed up with his accordion and the rest of the six of us at the time showed up with acoustic guitars. Six guitars and an accordion.
Probably not one of them worked properly either as well. So
yeah. Or tuned.
Yeah, exactly. It was really a baptism of fire. But look, it put us on an absolute brilliant like journey. Like, you know, we've traveled all over the world at this stage. And we're here in Milwaukee now. This week, really, really, really excited for the Milwaukee Irish Fest because we've heard so much about it. So we're delighted.
When I get to pick the bands that come in, I always try to get somebody who's new to the festival this year. And the song we just heard, Buy Me Time in English, what is it in Irish?
Bonn an Glas. So actually, that probably starts off. Another point is when we're translating songs or when we're writing songs in English and in Irish, we don't always go for an exact translation because it wouldn't run the same way. So we use similar metaphors and similar styles to try and achieve the same goal, if you get me, with the lyrics. So Buy Me Time, we all speak English, we know what that means. But Bonn an Glas literally means take off the lock. So like the lyrics are kind of about breaking away from like doing stuff you don't want to do within music and kind of doing your own kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like in English, it's Buy Me Time, Let Me Go, Gotta Push Away or Let the Fire Burn Out. So basically it's like, I need to do my own thing or else the flame is going to go. Whereas in Irish, it's like Ban and Glass, Ligum Gull, Brewer Islet, and Tinnisha Eins. It's like, let's break the lock, let's go and start the fire. So it's the same idea, but it's almost opposite.
I was going to say, different yeah. side of the journey. It's yeah, one yeah. side yeah. to the other, yeah. yeah, yeah. Which actually is kind of cool when you think about it, that you're singing one in one language and you're coming at it from another yeah. angle in the other.
Yeah, I suppose, because like languages do offer different insights and they offer different ways of looking at things, and there are different idioms that are used in different languages that... for us it's good, like we have to write everything twice, I suppose, which is a bit more laborious.
And make sure it scans, it's got to yeah. fit into the musical yeah. phrase, yeah. you know, yeah. you've got to make yeah. that make sense.
Absolutely, 100%, yeah. like that is a massive thing, yeah.
Do you start with Irish, or does it depend on the song?
Totally depends on the song for me,
yeah.
right?
It varies, yeah. I find it easier to write in English, but I have done a couple in Irish and gone the other way. And yeah. it completely depends on where you're at when you're kind of writing it and what the song's about, you know.
I think another part of that is that songwriting in general varies so much, like, you know, especially I think with us, a lot of the stuff we've done has been kind of project based. So like, for example, we went to Africa with a charity called Self Up Africa from Ireland, and they took us over to write a song and that we do a kind of a video over there with them. And it was, I think for them, it was about promoting what they do amongst young people. But that was a point where everyone had to chip in little musical ideas, and then bits came in, little bits of lyrics came from all over the place. And so then we were writing stuff in English and translating it into Irish, and other bits just came in Irish. Whereas then another time you might sit down and write a whole one in Irish, because for that particular project it had to be in Irish or had to be in English. So songwriting is so kind of haphazard as well, is that it really just depends on the project itself.
And with Erskine Cahill as well, from what Keith was talking about, the song we wrote for South of Africa, we tried to actually translate that one to English to see how it would go. Absolute disaster. Like, we just said, there's no point, we'll just leave it in Irish, we'll have no English alternative, because yeah. everything that we were trying just was not working.
I think it's the only one that we full stop couldn't.
Oh, yeah. The whole one didn't go very well either.
That's probably better at translating from English to Irish than from Irish to English, I think.
Yeah. In fact, we were better to translating it to Ugandan than we were translating to English.
That's interesting. You would think they'd have Uganda. No connection at all, language wise.
The song Erskáil comes from an Irish phrase, Erskáil Éire na Daoine, which literally translates to "in the shadow of one another, people prosper." I suppose "in the shadow" in English kind of means like, you know, like as in someone you're trying to work out with someone in the shadow, but like in this case, it means like literally in close proximity, you know. So it's kind of like unity is strength kind of idea. So when we arrived in Uganda, first of all, we Google translated it, I Googled like what is the language that they speak in Uganda, and they're like, it's Swahili is the official language. I was like, cool, all right, okay. I've a primary school teacher back home, and I said, look, I have a few kids there from Tanzania and stuff. I'll ask them, their dad, what is the Swahili for unity is strength? And he comes back and he goes, Umoja ni nguvu, umugatu ni udefu. And I was like, class, that sounds so deadly. Like, Umoja ni nguvu, together we are strong, umugatu ni udefu, divided we fall. We're like, brilliant, let's bring this one over. We wrote a little thing, Umoja ni nguvu, umugatu ni udefu. We had all this kind of thing going on, thinking, this is so cool, it's really musical and rhythmical. And we land down, and I'm talking to one of the guys, and I'm like, yeah, so we have this line, Umoja ni nguvu, umugatu ni udefu. And he was like, no idea what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, I'm pronouncing it all wrong. And he was like, that's Swahili. And he was like, no, we don't speak Swahili here. We speak Luganda. And I was like, bloody Google it after lying to me now. So I asked him then, how do you say unity is strength? And he gave us that. It was Kwegata Bwe Bugumu, which is also deadly. So I was like, nice one. And we threw that one into the song. So you'll hear the song, Erskáil later on. And we have, in the middle, we have like, Kwegata Bwe Bugumu. Which means, yeah, together we are strong. Together,
and of course, those languages are so rhythmic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, they're just so wonderful.
The people are so rhythmic. Yeah. Like, you know, and the languages obviously kind of personify that to a point. You know, yeah. It is daily. Like, it is class country, brilliant people, really happy. Like, and again, that's another journey that we've been on with the band, which sometimes you wake up in the morning and go, how in the hell did we get there? You know, which is...
Well, it's only been, what, 3 years?
It's probably a bit longer, probably.
Three years full time.
Yeah. Especially we kind of started playing music together, but yeah. three kind of full time on the road.
Yeah.
Which isn't that long.
No, it's not really, to be honest. Yeah. We've been friends for a lot longer, though. So that kind of, that's brilliant, like, in the sense, like, they were all very comfortable with each other. And Colm now as well is getting into that groove as well, because Colm is our new drummer as of this year.
The important question, though, is, are you still friends?
We'll answer that at a later date.
Okay. On Sunday.
Depends on the day of the week, yeah.
On Sunday after the fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some music.
All right.
Absolutely. What are you going to play for us?
This one is called Blukini, or I suppose blocks would be the English translation of it. But the idea behind this one is just kind of as you're growing up and how you rely on your family. It's just something that kind of came to mind when my brother had a little boy there a few years ago. So kind of you can't help but get thinking about him and just kind of how they're not afraid to fail and kind of how they lean on you, but then they just go. They're just gone. So that was the idea.
Kind of draws parallels to language learning as well. Like people say children are sponges. I think like we're all sponges if we just let that wall of inhibition go and just like do it and don't worry about getting things wrong grammatically or whatever. Like, it's not a song about grammar though. It really isn't a song about grammar.
I've got this now. I'm trying to go, but can't figure out how you run without looking down. Just a sec, you've gone somehow. But I smile, cause I know that you're coming back round again. Can't fool me now. When you build those blocks, it's rare they don't fall to the ground. And roads, they might cross, but don't ever be scared of the ones you go down. Big Achrod Pound. Shasan Ishkan Moran Stro. A wad nisi isko ismishani smoother law. Tasting sheep oats. Then into long sow waste on my free. Tasha Honshi Blee. Oh, when you build those blocks, it's rare they don't fall to the ground. And roads, they might cross, but don't ever be scared of the ones you go down. You make your own way there. You make your own way there. It's Big Achrod. My hand, you can let go of my hand. 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 You can let go.
Blocks, what is it in Irish?
Blukini.
Blukini.
Blukini, yeah. So Blukini. Literally means blocks.
Literally means blocks. Well, that one was a direct
that one
translation.
Worked, yeah.
It's Shaolin in Lake Effects Performance Studio. And I'm so excited to hear the kinds of things that you're doing. It's all new music for the most part. You know, you're writing your own stuff. You're using traditional instruments, but you're also not. And all of these great, it's this great mix of things. And it's one of the things that I think is really happening, at least from this side of the pond, that's happening in Ireland. There's so much interesting stuff happening from the most traditional, but also taking those traditional threads and doing something new with it.
Yeah,
is that fair? Do you think
absolutely,
that's happening
yeah.
from
I
your
think
perspective?
From starting off, like we always kind of wanted to do the whole thing of meshing old and new, if you get me. And I suppose we have three strands to what we do on stage. We have like our own original stuff. We have the pop songs that we translate into Irish, and then we do we kind of dabble with a bit of traditional stuff too, like which we love doing, like some traditional songs. And Kev beside me here is a traditional musician as well, so like as in we exploit him a small bit every now and again. But for us, like writing is our favourite part, writing and recording. And then, well, I suppose it's hard to actually, writing and recording is our favourite, but so is also playing on stage, because they're kind of two obviously very different things. Stage, like, is in, it's just about energy within the kind of more intimate songs, energy within the bigger songs as well. So
one of the really great things about getting to play stages now on the Irish circuit in America is that we're actually getting to see more of kind of Irish bands than we would even at home, because likes of as you say, people who are, you know, meshing traditional with kind of more modern, contemporary and kind of folky music, and the likes of Jig Jam and Wee Banjo Tree, who you know, they play kind of folky modern songs, and then they'll just explode into a big traditional Irish set, and then they'll just wrap it right back in again. And
the old bluegrass going there.
As well. Like and each one of those bands kind of, you know, does something very particular and very different as well. And that's something that I think is really exciting coming out of Ireland at the moment.
It's that multifaceted part of it, because I think a lot of people who are not into the scene think jigs and reels. That's all that you know. And that's great. Yeah. Those things are wonderful, mm-hmm. but there's so much more.
Absolutely. There is, yeah. I think it kind of comes naturally from no more than our love for the Irish language, which we kind of grew over time. It's kind of reflected in the music insofar as we look at Irish as a modern language that's grown. It's a living language, so it's constantly changing. There's new words coming in. We're trying to instill that love in kids and teenagers, especially back home. And that's kind of through the music that we do, kind of, as Stefan said, one of the facets of the things that we do would be kind of pop songs. But not only are we changing the words to Irish or Ascaiga, but we're adding in our own kind of slant on it. So as you say, you have an accordion in playing the main riff, and then randomly a saxophone thrown in for good measure.
Before I get to the last tune, I want to go back to the language again, because we kind of started there. Do you consider yourselves completely bilingual?
Yeah, I would say bilingual, yeah.
At this point?
Well, trilingual now. The bit of African going on there with the Luganda, you know. completely bilingual, I would say. Like, as in, going ahead, we used to kind of battle with how are we going to work songs? Are we going to do, like, half-half? And we've done a few half-half songs. But I think for the next few releases, we're going to do a double release kind of thing, where we have an Irish version and an English version. Just gets kind of cleaner, I think we feel. So that's what we're going to try in the next release, and see how that goes.
What are you thinking? What are you dreaming?
What are we dreaming of?
Dreaming in. What are you dreaming in Irish or dreaming in English?
Oh, sorry.
If you go over and work in the West, like, because we go over every summer and you spend a few weeks or a few months even working over there, but for sure you'd start dreaming in Irish then, you know? But then you come home and you mightn't be speaking Irish as much, and you might go back to English or whatever.
That's what the director of that summer camp actually said to me the first year. He goes, if you're dreaming in Irish, you know you're doing something right.
It depends on, like, literally the last conversation almost. You know, if we're speaking Irish together, you'd start thinking in Irish then.
Exactly, yeah. When I spend too much time with these feckers here, I end up thinking in Irish, and you'd be walking down the road and then you might even actually say the first few words in Irish, and then pull back and then go back to English.
Yeah.
The best thing is always is I love the differences in kind of even the English that we speak in Ireland and the English we speak in America, you know. Like, I remember being over in New York and walking up, like, my dad's a police officer or a guarda, you know, back home. And I walked up to the police officer and I was like, I'll talk to this fella now, because, like, my dad's a guard as well, you know. And I was like, well, any crack? And he was like, what did you say? I was like, any crack? Oh, right, I get it now, yeah. crack's obviously something else. Yes. But, like, at home, it just means... that's how we greet, like, isn't it? It's a bit fun, you know.
What's the story? What's the
good crack. Yeah.
Crack, C-R-A-I-C, is an Irish language word which has slipped into Anglo-Irish or Irish English. So, you know, we'd use it the whole time, but it gets you in trouble over here, right, because it's a different meaning.
Yes, it's not a good thing.
Yes.
And it's an illegal thing here. Yes. So it's a combination of bad and illegal. Yeah, you don't want to be talking.
Especially talking to police officers.
No.
Right? You
don't want to. But they all know here in Milwaukee during this week of Irish Fest that they're going to hear a lot of crack. And they get it.
What kind of a festival is this?
That's why everyone's so happy. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, it has been such a pleasure to have you in the studio. What are you going to take us out with?
We're going to give you the African one, Erskine Kaelin. And keep an ear out for the bit in Uganda as well.
All right.
Oh, and we want to say a big shout out to all the Milwaukee Irish Fest social media team who we've been over and back with having a bit of crack with on social media the last while. So we'll dedicate the first song, Buy Me Time, to them. And this one is Scott Kayla.
Shaolin makes their Irish Fest debut Thursday night. You can hear all three songs they played for us, plus find their performance schedule at wuwm.com.
Her sky hela, we brought the spade. Her sky hela, her sky hela, her sky hela, her sky hela.